兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
感谢主，我们可以今晚上相聚敬拜神。
Praise the Lord for tonight's gathering and worship of God.
最近听到有姐妹说，每次安息来这边聚会，都感到很安详。
Recently, a sister told me that every time she comes to attend the Sabbath service, she feels peace.
来这里真的有安息的感觉。
She feels a true sense of peace at, when she comes.
有一个学生同龄，他这样讲说，每个安息的聚会之后，觉得还有很多同龄可以在一起彼此团契，觉得教会的生活不只是安息，不只是那几个小时的而已。
And a student feels that it is great to have a fellowship with brothers and sisters even after the Sabbath worship.
感觉到非常好。
He thought it was a good experience.
小弟在没有当传道以前，我爸爸一直不太喜欢我出来当传道。
Before I became a full-time minister, my father did not approve of my intention to be a minister.
他说教会神是真的，但是人往往不够真。
He said that even though the church is true and God is true, human beings may not be true.
所以他看到传道工作，尤其在教会里面处理人的问题，我处理得很难过。
And he has been disappointed sometimes by how the people manage things in church.
但是我真的很感谢神，在这几年服事当中，我觉得我们弟兄姐妹彼此在交接，在处事为人，真的大家都非常的和谐。
But thank God, during my years in the ministry, I've experienced how brothers and sisters deal with each other with harmony.
因为圣灵在每个人心中工作。
This is because the Holy Spirit is at work in everyone.
所以我们都能够同心合意地发展圣工。
That is why we can work together for the gospel.
这也是因为每个人都能够学习到耶稣基督那种谦让的精神。
This is also because every one of us has practiced the meekness of Christ.
我们今天晚上就用腓立比书的两个经节来谈谈效法基督的谦让。
Tonight, using two verses from Philippians, we will study the meekness of Christ.
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。第五节。
Five.
你们当以基督的心为心。前面提到说，我们每个人呢都不可以自私。然后后来的经节就用耶稣基督做例子来提到要怎么样能够同心合意。
The first verse teaches us not to be selfish, and the second verse tells us how to imitate Christ and share the same mind.
就是以耶稣基督做例子。
Using Jesus Christ as our example.
今天晚上我们特别来学习耶稣基督的谦让。
This evening, our topic for discussion is the meekness of Christ.
我们要以耶稣基督的心作为我们的心，因为人的心不完全。
We should have the same attitude and mind of Jesus Christ because human mind is imperfect.
你们觉不觉得我们的心常常被环境左右？
Don't you feel that your mind is often influenced by the surroundings?
我不小心看报纸，看到这个穿着比较清凉的图片，我们的心也就灰掉了。
When you see provoking pictures in the newspaper, your heart goes astray.
一个小姐抹着非常浓厚的香水走到你身边，你的心也跟着她的香水走了。
When a young lady passes you by with a strong perfume, your heart follows the perfume.
所以我们真的体会到保罗说的那句话，如果我们真的有良心的话，我们常常会觉得我真是苦啊，为什么我想要做的我常常没办法做。
So if we have a sensitive conscience, we'll identify with Paul's words, how wretched I am, I'm not able to do what I'm supposed to do.
那圣经上又说人的心不只是很容易受环境 polluted 影响变不好，而且人的心极其诡诈。
Not only are our hearts easily polluted by the world, our hearts are also deceitful.
我们来看耶利米书十七章第九节。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9.
耶利米书十七章第九节。
Jeremiah 17 verse 9.
904页。17章第9节。
Chapter 17 verse 9.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我们的心除了真的常常被误会以外，这边提到本质上还有一种诡诈的本质。
Our heart is not only easily defiled, it is deceitful in its nature.
最近看一些动物的故事，觉得动物有时候也是很诡诈。
I've been watching some documentaries on animals, and I learned how deceitful animals can be.
用好的话语就说聪明，不好的话语就说很狡猾。
In a good way, they are shrewd, but in a negative sense, they are crafty.
我记得以前跟大家提过一只乌鸦偷吃这个别人所钓的鱼的故事。
I've shared with you a story of how a raven stole the fish dropped by someone else.
不是 drop 那个一个渔夫在冰上面找一个洞，然后就跳换一条线下去钓鱼。
There was a fisherman that breaks open the ice and try to fish.
那怎么每一次那个鱼呢，老是被人家先拿到，而且吃掉了？
好，
那个鱼啊，钓到了鱼呢，怎么老是被人家拿走？这个好像吃在旁边，然后尸骨那个鱼的骨头通通在那个冰冻的旁边这样子。
But whatever, all the fish that were caught were already eaten, and you can only see bones.
他不晓得那个贼到底是谁呀、啊、
？So the fishermen didn't know.Who or what stole the fish?
因为他通常是把那个线放着就跑回去了，这样子。
Usually the fisherman will just let it sit there and come back later.
那有一天他就故意要来看看到底怎么回事。
So one day this fisherman decided to find out.
看到一只乌鸦很聪明。
Who stole the fish? And he saw a very shrewd raven.
他用一只脚把线压着，另外一只脚收线。
With one foot, it pressed on the line, the fishing line, and the other, it pulled up the fish.
看，这个乌鸦真的很诡诈，趁这个渔夫不在的时候，把钓到的鱼先给吃了一顿了。
So it was the raven that was very deceitful and ate all the fish.
我最近又发现到八爪鱼更聪明。Octopus 是不是？八爪鱼章鱼。
And I also learned recently how deceitful or shrewd.The octopus can be.
那个报道在讲啊 ，octopus 哈，遇到什么环境就变成什么颜色，而且很快，速度很快。
The octopus can camouflage and is able to run away very quickly.
在一个水族馆的一只很大的哦，大概就是最大的、最巨型的 octopus 呢，人家想说，因为它很善于伪装，就想说，跟它放在鲨鱼的 tank 里面呢，在一起呢，一定不会被鲨鱼吃掉的。
Because the octopus can camouflage, some people have tried putting a large octopus in an aquarium in the same tank with a shark.
想不到隔天起来怎么发现到有鲨鱼的尸体呢
？And the next day, they found the bones of the shark.
到底怎么一回事？后来就请一个人晚上不睡觉来摄影，怎么一回事啊
？Or a dead shark. So they try to find out what happened by looking at the hidden camera.
想不到那个鲨鱼游过去的时候，因为那个章鱼很会伪装嘛，然后游过来的时候，它个八个爪一伸出来就把很大的 shark， 我看那个图片那个影片，很大的 shark， 然后就把它给缠住了，这样把它缠死吧。
What happened was the octopus hid itself with camouflage, and when the large shark came by, it just grabbed it with all its arms and killed it.
我看哇，这个也是很聪明，太聪明了
So the octopus was very smart.
可是圣经上讲说，我们人呢比这些都还聪明，所以我们还吃那个八爪鱼、吃章鱼、吃鲨鱼。
But human beings are deceitful, more deceitful than these animals. That's why we can capture the shark and the octopus and eat them.
人的心很诡诈。
Human hearts are deceitful.
我们看到社会上犯罪的手腕越来越高明。
We can see that the ways criminals commit crimes are very shrewd.
我们做基督徒的人啊，腓立比书这边跟我们讲说，我们应该以耶稣基督的心为心，我们的心才能够被改变。
But Philippians tells us that for our hearts to be transformed, we need to have the same attitude of Jesus Christ.
几十年前啊，第一个换心的手术是在徽州，第一个成功的 case 在徽州做成的。
The first successful heart transplant took place in Africa.
其实圣经上早就跟我们讲说，我们在属灵上就要有换心的手术。
But the Bible has already told us long time ago that we need to have a heart transplant spiritually.
为什么要以耶稣的心为心呢？
Why must we have the heart and mind of Christ?
耶稣真的没有犯罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ never sinned.
我们来参考希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第四章
Chapter 4 rather
希伯来书第四章十六啊十五节
Chapter 4 of Hebrews verse 15
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前为要得怜悯蒙恩惠做随时的帮助耶稣基督有血有肉有感情
The Lord Jesus Christ was in flesh and blood and he had also emotions
他跟你我一样凡事受试探
Like you and me he was tempted in every way
但是圣经上讲说他没有犯罪
But the Bible tells us that he did not sin
33年当中没有犯罪
He never sinned once during the 33 years
请问我们三天之内能够阻挡我们不犯罪吗
Can any one of us not sin within 3 days?
我们三个礼拜之内不犯罪吗
Or within 3 weeks?
很难的事情哎
It is extremely difficult.
如果我们这颗心还是我们自己的心
If we still have our own hearts,
我们如何不犯罪呢
How can we not sin?
我们要以耶稣基督的心做我们的心
So we need to have the heart of Jesus Christ.
用他的圣洁，用他的真理来保守我们的心
We need to guard our hearts with his holiness and his truth.
否则真的很难不犯罪
Or else it is very impossible not to sin.
耶稣又说我的心里柔和谦卑
The Lord Jesus said, I am humble and gentle in heart.
我们来参考马太福音十一章二十九节
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节
Matthew 11:29.
十一章二十九节
Chapter 11 verse 29.
我的心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就必得享安息因为我的轭是容易的我的轭是轻省的耶稣基督自己说我的心里柔和谦卑
The Lord Jesus says I am gentle and humble in heart、
如果我这边在这里跟大家这样说我的心里也柔和谦卑
If I tell you all here that my heart I'm gentle and humble in heart
你一定会心里想说这个人真是的哪有自己柔和谦卑的说自己柔和哪有没有自己说自己柔和谦卑的呢
You must be disturbed because how can someone claim to be humble and gentle?
有一次在一个类似夏令营然后有一个童年在最后一天起来做见证
During an event like a summer camp church member shared his feelings
因为那次夏令营他们规定要带名牌
And during that summer camp Everyone was supposed to wear name tags.
那戴名牌的就是很听话的，就是很谦卑的；不戴名牌就是不听话的，不谦卑的。
So those who wore name tags were the gentle and humble, whereas those who did not were not gentle and humble.
那个姐妹上起来，起来，她就这样说：“哦，这个礼拜哦，我会觉得有的弟兄姐妹不太谦卑，因为他们有时候没有戴名牌。”
A sister shared her thoughts, saying, "I noticed that some people were not." Humble because they did not wear name tags.
你看我每分每秒，哇，从头到尾我都是带着名牌。你看我这么谦卑。
But look at how humble I have been. I have been wearing name tags from the very start.
人家一听就说，哇，怎么这样子？你怎么这么不谦卑？讲这个不谦卑的话呢
？So people commented that she was not humble at all.
耶稣基督说，我心里柔和谦卑。那我们怎么想耶稣基督这句话的呢
？So how are we to take Jesus' words that he was gentle and humble?
他是造物主。
He is the creator.
他有权威，他有权威，他有权利自我内心的一种表示。他有权威来讲他内心的一种性情的展示。
So he has the authority to tell us what his heart is like.
他真的是柔和谦卑的人。
He is truly humble in heart.
所以我们真的要换一颗心呐。
Therefore, we need to have a new heart.
我们怎么样换一颗心呢
？How can we have a new heart?
我们来参考腓立比书的第一章，我们。查考过的
Let's read Philippians chapter 1
腓立比书第一章第八节
Chapter 1 verse 18 Verse 8
腓立比书第一章第八节
Philippians chapter 1 verse 8
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切的想你们。我们要有耶稣基督的心在我们心中，第一件要做的就是，我们真的要体会耶稣基督的心肠啊。
To have the heart of Christ, the first thing we must do is to have the affection of Christ.
你知道吗？耶稣基督在世上的时候，真的把他的心剖开了。
The Lord Jesus poured out his heart when he was in the world.
他把他心中的话，借着他的行为，哎呦，借着他的话语，他都不隐瞒地告诉我们他的心情。
He showed us his heart through his words and his deeds.
保罗他是效法耶稣基督的。
Paul was an imitator of Christ.
他说我效法基督，所以你们要效法我。
He said, be imitators of me as I am imitator of Christ.
保罗又说我是切切地体会耶稣基督的心肠啊。
And Paul says, I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ.
那今天晚上我们就要学习体会耶稣基督，学习耶稣基督就是学习他的谦让。
And to have the affection of Christ or to have the heart of Christ is to learn his meekness.
今天晚上学习他的谦让，我们来看第二章的第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
第二章第六节，他到底怎么做？耶稣基督的心到底怎么做的？是什么样一颗心呢？
What is the heart of Jesus Christ like?
第六节，
verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。真提到耶稣基督本来是与神同等的。
The Lord Jesus Christ was equal with God.
同等是在本质上，在形状上面同等，形象上面同等。他本来就有神的形象。
He had the nature of God.
神的形象是什么？
Or the image of God. What is the image of God?
那个形象这个字英文哦 ，literal translation 叫 form 哦。我查了一下，神的 form， 神的形象。那个圣经上有一次，耶稣基督啊，在复活之后到一个乡下去。
The word image is literally form. Once after Jesus' resurrection, he went to the village.
那圣经上说，他改变自己的形象，在原文上是同一个字，我们参考一下了，路加福音。
And the same word is used to describe this event that Jesus changed his form.
马可福音十六章，对不起，马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
Mark 福音六章十二节。
Mark 16 verse 12.
Mark 福音十二章十六节。
Mark 16 verse 12.
这事以后，门徒中间有两个人往乡下去，走路的时候，耶稣变了形象向他们显现。那个耶稣变了形象，我们知道耶稣在变貌山上曾经变过貌，对不对
？We know that Jesus had transfigured once on the mountain.
但是这时候耶稣已经复活了。
But at this time Jesus had resurrected.
他应该是一个属灵的身体，灵体啊。
He was in a spiritual body.
但为了要跟两个人说话
，But to speak to these two people.
耶稣变的形象，变成我相信是变成人的形象啊。
He appeared in a different form. This form is probably a human form.
他复活之后是已经变成神的形象，原来那个形象啊。
After his resurrection, he had been restored to the form of God.
所以耶稣跟神他们是同等，在本质上面，在形象上面是同等的。
So in terms of the nature and the form of Jesus Christ, he was equal to God.
耶稣基督跟神在永恒上面也是同等的。
And he was equal with God in eternity.
圣经上在形容主耶稣基督没有生之死，没有死之终。
The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus was without the beginning of time and the end of life.
耶稣基督自己说，在亚伯兰之前就有我了。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am."
在亚伯兰之前就有他，在幕后，耶稣基督跟神是坐同一个宝座。
And in the end, the Lord Jesus Christ was sit on the same throne as God.
所以在永恒上，耶稣跟神也是同等的。
So eternally, Jesus is equal with God.
在权柄上也是一样。
And he is equal with God in authority.
耶稣基督所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words spoken by the Lord Jesus are spirit and life.
正如同神当初用他的话语，用圣灵，用话语来创造天地万物一样。
Just as God created the heavens and the earth with His word and with His spirit.
当神在创造天地万物的时候呢，圣经把耶稣基督的工作形容他是一位工程师。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus was the architect when God created the heavens and the earth.
我们来参考箴言第八章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
三十节。
Verse 30.
这里谈到智慧，就是 本身这个就是我们耶稣基督啊。
The wisdom here is the embodiment of Jesus Christ.
我们来看八章三十节。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
那时我在他那里为公师啊，日日为他所喜爱，常在他面前荣耀。三十一节。
31.
荣耀在他为人预备可住之处，也喜悦住在世人当中。这个来讲以后主耶稣基督也要住在世人当中啊。那么在创造的时候，他是神的工程师，他们在创造，他们是一体的啊。
Jesus Christ is the craftsman at the creation. He was God Himself.
耶稣基督跟神在灵里面原来就是一的。
In the Spirit, Jesus had been one with God.
所以耶稣说：“我与父原为一啊。”
Therefore, He said, "My Father and I are one."
所以他是与神同等的。
He was equal to God.
但是他不以神同等为强夺。这个英文他讲说 break grasp、哦、不会去抓住这个与神同等的这个 privilege， 他不会去抓住与神同等的这件事情，而不舍弃这个与神同等的这种权利啊。
He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
谦让哦，从主耶稣这样看起来，就是我们真的不要以为自己有什么就不放弃啊。
So meekness means letting go of things that we think we have.
有的人在这个世间呢，他没有，但是他却要去强夺。
Some people want to grasp things that they don't have.
我们以前提到过亚沙龙的例子啊。
I've mentioned the example of Absalom.
国王本来是王位本来不是他的。
He was not the rightful heir to the king.
不是从神来的，也不是从人来的旨意。
And so. His being king was not a will of God or the will of man.
但是他去强夺。
But he tried to grasp this position.
最后却是失败了。
But he failed in the end.
在教会里面，我们很多工作，很多所谓的头衔，其实也不应该用强夺的方法去得到。
There are many kinds of works in the church, or even titles in the church that we should not grasp.
我们在这个社会里面呢，常常看到一些强夺的例子。
We see many examples of people grasping in this world.
在我们那里的桌上有一份刊物叫《Mana》。
There's a church publication called Mana.
里面有一个弟兄在谈到他工作的经验。
A brother shared his experience at work.
他说，他刚进去公司工作的时候呢，他很尽力在做。
When he started.In this company, he worked very hard.
那甚至做自己分外的事情嘛。
In fact, he did more than he was asked to.
那有一次，他这个分外的事情做得很好，老板很欣赏啊。
And because he did
有这种风声啊。
And because he did such a good job, he heard that the boss liked it very much.
但想不到，在一次他出去修功课的时候呢。他老板来看他所做的东西呢，却是被他同事来 demo 给他老板看这样子。
But one time while he was away, his colleague came and took his project and demonstrated it to his boss.
他拿了所有的 credit.
So his colleague got all the credit.
因为这个事情呢，他的同事就被人家高升了。
So because of that, the colleague was promoted.
他在描写他那时的心态，觉得真的很不平。
This brother felt very indignant when he found out.
其实我们在人世间这种弱弱强食的社会，我们会知道很多人踩在我们头上往上爬。
In this competitive world, people try to get on top of one another.
这是非常不好的，基督徒不应该有的事情。
This is an act that Christians should avoid.
但是有的人呢，他没有强夺，但是有的人有，他不愿意放弃。
There are others who do have something, but they're not willing to let go.
有一个人，他得到 PhD degree 之后
，A person earned a PhD degree.
他把他的书重新再印一遍，他把他的名片重新再印一遍
，And he reprinted his name card.
就是一定要把头衔让大家一定要知道啊。
In other words, he wanted to put his new title, PhD title, on the card.
在教会做圣工，这个要再思考，需要再思考啊。
This is an area we need to reconsider in our church work.
不要强夺一些不必要有的东西，或者是有的东西也不必要去 show off 这样子。
We should not grasp things we don't have, and we should not show off things that we do have.
最近去访问一位信徒。
I visited a church member recently.
他跟我讲一件有趣的事情。
He told me something interesting.
他说我们在丧礼啊、婚礼啊印那个节目表啊、哦，我们都会把我们的抬头放上去。
Yeah, during the on the programs for funerals and wedding services, we usually put the titles.
但他觉得这个好像有点 show off.
But he feels that this was a show off.
那我拿这个事情跟我们一些同工讨论一下。
So I shared this concern with some of the church workers.
那我们同工说，其实哈、哦，在教会弟兄里面，我们才应该称弟，在教会里面，我们才不应该有 title， 对外面我们才要拿 title 出来。
But they said we should only use our titles when we face the world rather than within the church.
他说应该学夏威夷一样呢，在教会里面我们都应该互称弟兄姐妹。
In Hawaiian church, for example, brothers, they all call each other brothers and sisters.
我在想，两个人虽然在考虑的层面不一样，角度不一样。
Even though the perspectives are different.
但是一个动机是一样的。
But the motivation is the same.
我们要怎么样认识，真正认识，不要去拥有不必要那种心态。
The point is, we should not grasp the wrong attitude.
即使耶稣赐给我们很多的恩惠，就好像耶稣基督他本来跟神是同等的。
The Lord Jesus Christ was with God or was equal to God.
啊，即使耶稣基督赐给我们很多恩惠，我们也不应该拿这个来 show off， 或者是不舍得舍弃啊。
But he did not consider it something to be grasped. In the same way, we should not consider the grace we have received from God to be grasped.
所以那个作者在玛拿上面，他继续这样说。
This author that I mentioned in Mana continued to write.
他没有马上去抱怨，或是没有马上生气的说，为什么我的工作，我的 credit 被人家拿走了，而且今天发生这种不公平的事情，他没有马上去争取啊。
That he did not immediately complain to the boss about the injustice.
他静下心来写一封信，把事实写得很清楚。
But instead, he calmed himself down and wrote a letter with a clear explanation.
说他如何尊敬他这位 colleague， 尊敬他这位同事。
In the letter, he said that he respected this colleague.
如何尊重这个上司的决定。
And the decision of the boss.
And 如何觉得他自己的工作是他自己如何的。啊，觉得满意自己的工作。
And he wrote how he was happy with his position.
啊，不是他自己他create 那个工作被人家 present 的那个工被人家 demo 那个工作。
How he was very happy with the project that he completed.
后来发觉到说老板也没有讲什么。
The boss did not say anything about it.
当老板要被调走的时候。
But before the boss was transferred,
那是几个月之后的事情了。
Which took place a few months after that.
那个老板突然给他一封 email.
The boss sent him an email message.
跟他讲说，其实他那个同事没有办法真正把那个被 promote 的那个职位做得好。
Telling this brother that his colleague was not able to fulfill his new position. Well.
他想要把他调换到他的位置，把那个人 demote， 把他 promote 这样子。
So he wanted to demote that his colleague and promote him instead.
其实，所以我们如果真正舍去的时候呢，在十章事后的时候呢，神要给我们提升啊。
So if we're willing to let go in due time, God will lift us up.
就好像耶稣基督，好像舍去了神本身啊，与神同等的那一种权利。
In the same way that Jesus forsook or let go of equality with God.
但是最后，耶稣基督却又承受了天上、地下、地底下那种。至高无上的名啊！
But in the end, he inherited the name that is above every name.
这是耶稣基督的谦让。
This is the meekness of Christ.
我们今天要学习耶稣基督这种谦让的心。
So we need to learn to have the meek heart of Christ.
我们知道这是一个不够谦卑的世代，不够谦让的世代。
This is a generation without meekness.
我记得我以前也跟大家讲过一个分享过一个故事。
I've told you this story.
我们先来看一个经文啊，提摩太后书二章二十二节。
But
let's, 后书三章二节。
But let's first read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
提摩太后书三章二节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，放赌，违背父母，忘恩负义，不圣洁，不亲情，不节怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良相等等。这边第一个我们看到的在末的日子，就是人要专顾自己啊。
The first sign of the last days is people will be lovers of themselves.
贪爱钱财，然后再来就自夸了，狂傲了。
They will be lovers of money, boastful, proud, etc.
这些都提到这个世代的不谦让。
All these point to the fact that people are not meek in the last days.
有位孙子从幼稚园回来的时候，他的祖父公公问祖父问他说：“你在学校学了什么？”
After a grandson got home, his grandfather asked him, "What did you learn today in school?"
他说：“我今天我在学校学了孔融让梨的故事。”
And he said that he learned about the Chinese story of a child who gave away his pear.
就是孔融呢，妈妈给他两个梨，然后他自己选小的梨子，大的让给哥哥这样子。
In this Chinese story, the mother let a younger child pick from two pears, and he let the brother pick the bigger pear.
公公这个祖父就很高兴，隔天他就买了四个苹果，他们家有四个人。
The grandfather was very pleased with what he learned, so the next day he bought four apples for four people in the house.
就跟那个小朋友讲说，你看哦，这里有四个苹果，有个比较大，有的比较小哦，你拿一个去吃。
So he showed these apples, some of which are larger than others, and asked the child to pick one.
想不到那个孩子呢，拿了一个最大的。
But the child picked the biggest one.
那祖父跟他讲说，哎，奇怪，你昨天不是才学了孔融让梨的故事吗？
But the grandfather said, why do you do this? Didn't you just learn the story of the younger brother who gave the better pear?
他说 ，Grandpa， 这个不是梨啦，这是苹果啦。
So the child said, Grandpa, this is not pear, this is apple.
他祖父为了要教他呢，在隔一天他真的去买四个梨子回来。
So in order to let him learn his lesson, this grandfather actually bought four pears the next day.
跟他讲，你不可以忘记那个故事哦，你看这里有大的也有小的。
And he said, don't forget the story. Look, some of these are larger than others.
这是梨哦，这是梨哦。
And these are pears.
你要选一个。
So you need to pick one.
想不到那个孩子还是把最大的选走了。
But the child still picked the biggest one.
祖父说，难道你忘了你应该怎么做吗？
So the grandpa said, did you forget already what you're supposed to do?
那个小孙子说， Grandpa, 你知道吗？人家那个孔融是姓孔啦，我们姓黄又不姓孔。
But the little child said, we have different last names. The child in the story had a different last name than me.
其实这种不谦让的想法已经影响到我们的社会，也渐渐的影响到我们的教会。
So the lack of meekness is already having its influence on the church.
我记得上次也提说，在一次 MLM 一个姐妹写的一个这样文章，她在我们这边吃饭的时候呢，她这个排队看到那个 lamb chop 最好吃的，她就把它拿了一盘好多在她盘子里面呢。
During a literary ministry workshop, a sister shared that during lunch, she saw how delicious the lamb chops were, so she got a full plate of it.
后面的人都拿不到，看着她吃。
But the people behind her could not get any and only watched her eat.
害她把这个肉放在嘴巴里面就觉得很 guilty 啊。
So she felt very guilty to eat the meat.
我们今天因为有这种不好的因素，所以我们今天学习到的就是要以基督耶稣的心作为我们的心，要有谦让的心呢。
Because of the lack of meekness in this world, we need to have the attitude of Christ, which is to have meekness.
谦让就是谦卑，礼让，不强夺。
To be meek is to be humble and to let go.
谦让的意思不是说我们是 weak， 不是说我们都是被人家这样子。台湾话讲扔头轻骨啦，就是你都一直这样一直这样，然后呢别人家就好像一直你就一直吃亏，别人家一直占便宜这样子。
Meekness is not a sign of weakness when you are being taken advantage of.
所以 meek 不是 weak， 因为 weak 本身呢带着一种罪，带着一种软弱。一个人如果软弱的话呢，可能他跟罪有关系啊。
So meekness is not the same as weakness, because if a person is weak, that may be a sign that he is in sin.
我要说的是，当我们提到谦让的时候呢，我们要看事情啊。
So In other words, to be meek, it depends on the situation.
我们在做人，我们在行政，我们在跟真理没有关系的，我们应该要谦让。
We need to be meek when it comes to decisions or matters not related to the truth.
比如说以撒他是谦让的，因为他在生活上面那跟真理是完全没有关系，生活上他能够让给别人。
Isaac conceded in matters that did not have anything to do with the truth.
但是耶稣基督在真理上他是非常坚持的。
But when it comes to truth or matters relating to truth, Jesus Christ was insistent.
所以谦让不是妥协，不是唯命是从，不是没有原则，没有立场。
So meekness is not the same as compromising or not having a stand.
我们要该谦让的事情我们要谦让，有些事情我们在真理在拯救灵魂这方面呢我们要坚持啊。
We should be meek in certain areas, but in terms of the truth of salvation, we need to be insistent.
所以小弟觉得谦让在某些地方不是说我们很 weak, 而是我们很 meek。谦让的心是一种温柔的表现，而不是一种软弱的表现。
So meekness is a sign of humility rather than of weakness.
那么真正的谦让呢，也不是说人家告诉我们做什么事情，我们一直的推。
And true humility, true meekness also does not mean avoiding all responsibilities.
比如说，神让摩西出来领导以色列百姓。
When God called Moses to be the leader of the Israelites,
他就一直的觉得自己不够，就一直的推。
Moses, feeling inadequate, kept pushing the responsibility.
我们不可以因为我们的谦让造成我们的懒惰。
So, meekness should not be an excuse for laziness.
我们也不可以因为我们的殷勤而造成我们的高傲。
In the same way, our diligence cannot be an excuse for our pride.
所以，谦让就是神要让我们做什么，我们就做。神，我们的时间没有到，我们就等待。
So meekness means doing what God has entrusted us and not doing what God has not given to us.
小弟觉得耶稣基督的谦让给我们最感动的就是，虽然他有很丰富，但是他不喧嚷，不扬声，在街上也听不到他的声音。
Well, the most moving thing about Jesus' meekness is that even though he had abundance, he did not proclaim it on the streets.
这是我们最敬佩的地方啊。
That is the most admirable thing about the meekness of Christ.
有一个妈妈跟一个小朋友这样说。
A mother told her child.
她说人世间最困难的事情就是当你 two hands full 又能够 keep your mouth shut， 这个时候呢是你人生最大的考验了。
Saying that the most difficult thing in life, or the most challenging thing in life, is to keep quiet when you have both of your hands full.
当我们很有才华的时候，我们很可能锋芒毕露。
When we become very talented and capable, we tend to want to boast.
这正是我们灵修的地方啊。
Well, that is an area we need discipline.
我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
We need to have the heart of Jesus Christ.
要效法耶稣基督的谦让。
We need to imitate his meekness.
圣经上说，谦卑的人必承受地土。
The Bible tells us that the meek shall inherit the earth.
要以丰盛的平安作为喜乐。在诗篇三十七篇十一节。
And in Psalm 37 verse 11, it tells us that we need to rejoice in abundant mercy.
我们来参考一下好了哈。诗篇三十七篇十一节。
Let's read Psalm 37 verse 11.
三十七篇十一节。
Psalm 37 verse 11.
但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace.
实际上，给这种谦让的人还有很多的应许跟祝福。
The Bible also gives other promises to the meek.
凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Those who exalt themselves will be humble, but those who are humble will be exalted.
神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
耶稣说，凡自己谦卑像小孩的，在天国是最大的。
The Lord Jesus says, if anyone who humbles himself like the little children are the greatest.
愿主耶稣能够帮助我们学习到耶稣基督这个本质谦让的性情。
So may the Lord Jesus help us to learn the meek nature of Jesus Christ.
有一次老子，我们中国有位老子啊，他快要过世的时候，
Before 老子in China passed away,
学生问他说，你有什么话可以做我们一生的教训呢？
His students asked him, do you have any teachings, last words for us to guide our lives?
老子没有说什么，他只把他的嘴巴张开这样子。
老子 did not say anything, he just opened his mouth.
然后才说，你们看，我的牙齿都没有了，我剩下舌头而已啊。
Then he said, look at me, I've lost all my teeth, I only have a tongue left.
他说，我年轻的时候牙齿跟你们一样坚固啊。
When I was young, my teeth were as strong as yours.
但是呢，年老的时候牙齿都不见了，剩下舌头存在而已。
But in my old age, I lost my teeth and only the tongue is left.
我们如果常常像牙齿一样去相咬相吞，去欺负别人啊，去表现自己。
If we are always biting one another and hurting one another like the teeth,
我们会知道它落得很快，它没有办法长存。
Then we will eventually fall off like the teeth.
但是我们的舌头虽然常常被牙齿咬到，
but even though our tongue is always seems to be bitten by the teeth,
但是它却存到永远。
But it lasts forever.
它却存得更久啊。
But it lasts longer.
所以谦卑的人是为神所喜爱的。
So the meek and the humble are pleasing to the Lord.